It's Wednesday night, and the store is open. We are your video store clerks, all movies, all the time. Welcome to the store. I'm Dave.
I'm Chad.
I'm Chuck.
And this tonight, we are joined by a very special guest. Sorry, Chuck. Everybody's just itching to introduce this guy, Mr. Justin Bussell.
Hey, guys.
You may know him as host of Tales from the Podcast. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Chadman Dave?
And joining us as well is Andrew. Welcome, sir.
Hello. I don't have a turtle shirt, so I wore the next 90s thing ever.
X-Force?
Nothing more 90s than X-Force. Because if people didn't realize, Cable, Deadpool, and Domino all started in the 90s.
Beautiful, and yes, we are lean, green, and on the screen, as everything tonight will be Ninja Turtles, the original, the late 80s, early 90s cartoon and flicks.
Fucking hero turtles.
And video games.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that spectacular four-player video game that we all played as kids. I guarantee you, if you ask anybody our age and our age group, Generation X, if you will, what franchise impacted their lives the most? You're going to hear Star Wars, and I guarantee you will hear Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because nobody, look at that. Bah, 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 bah. And also,
the toys. That was a great Star Wars.
Yes, the toys. Nobody marketed better.
Concert.
Yeah, I just finished Turtles in Time, and my opinion may greatly upset some people in this room.
Well, I'm sure you won't upset anybody. Well, the third one. Yes, the third entry in the series. We'll start there.
Number three.
1993. This,
yeah.
Whatever this was, came out. It was vastly different than the other two.
Exactly.
Very different than the first one. Andrew, I'm genuinely curious to hear what you have to say about the third one, because you said you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. I remember watching it as a kid, and I'm turning on lights. I'm going upstairs. Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Upstairs.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought it was taking a shit.
No, I enjoyed it a lot as a kid. Like, I remember having like the action figures, because I'm just like, oh, samurai outfits. Because I was a kid, I didn't know they were called shogun outfits.
I had almost two. Have as many freckles on them too.
My only issue with it was, like, Casey Jones was in it, but he really didn't do much. I kind of feel like, damn, he should have been more involved in the movie. Other than that, it's just a few nitpicks. But I liked it better than the second story. Like, the second movie was cool, but, like, the villains are just kind of like, really?
One of the biggest downfalls of the third one was the lame-ass villain. Not only did the villain bring Shredder back, but they had this dude with an English accent. JB, do you remember the third one at all?
Yeah. They get the train station thing, the lanterns, and you go back in time, and the only thing that could have made it worse was if Nick Cage was in it. It was a piece of shit fucking movie. The turtles were not the fucking turtles in the
movie. Wait, you don't like Nick Cage? Okay, we're going to fight now.
No.
That's right. You were the person saying Nick Cage sucks in our... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys. You're just not putting two and two together.
We're 4 minutes.
Somebody obviously isn't a detective.
Well, no, you were just text on a screen. That could have been anybody.
No, I did not like the third one, like, at all, though. I mean,
I
really think, like,
sadness.
Who was it? Yeah, Stuart Gillard. Mm-hmm. Like, he just...
I mean, the director was kind of like...
Writing everywhere. Was bullshit.
Yeah, the storyline was everywhere. Like, they kind of had to throw in the love interest, because I'm like, you know, it's a kid's movie. They're just like, oh, let the two people get together.
And is it me, or does it just seem like the movie was unfinished?
I mean, it felt unfinished. I will agree with that. But it's way better than either one of the new movies that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, we won't go into the remakes, at least not tonight. Unless you guys want to hear it, if you want to hear us go into the to the remakes,
not worth it.
It's probably not worth it.
All I got to say is they made Casey Jones Arrow, but if he was happy.
Well, the interesting thing about the third one is it made $54 million probably the first weekend.
Yeah, it did really well.
Nonetheless, it was made on a budget of a little over $20 million, believe it or not.
That's it? Wow.
Which was high for the Turtle movies, and at the time, I think it had the highest budget out of any of them, and it still made twice as budget. Which
they marketed the shit out of that, like toys.
It was
like
a great job with the first video game.
Turtles in Time was like considered one of the greatest video games of all time.
Yeah, so. I think JB's right. I think the success of the franchise, I think it was going to carry over. It was going to do well no matter what.
Yeah.
It was so damn popular, still.
Just amazing, and then the third one is this
big old hunk of Duke.
It's kind of like what I on my show I would sit there and kind of explain as like almost like a Blumhouse effect. The dude like buys a name, and then makes a piece of shit movie out of it, kind of like Black Christmas, and then he makes a shitty ass fucking remake using the name, and it just fucking ruins the series.
Okay,
that's kind of what happened with Ninja Turtles 3.
I will say one thing to defend Blumhouse.
Story.
One thing to defend Blumhouse. One movie. Upgrade.
No.
No. I like Blumhouse, but that's not the one he is.
Just no.
Okay.
I mean,
well, that's fair.
Agree. I didn't like the third Turtles movie at all. It was just boring to me. Like nothing like really drew you in. Like it was just so slow.
I didn't think it was slow at all.
Too much shit just didn't make sense.
Oh, the last time that I watched,
the last time that make a little sense. Like, some of that stuff was even questionable as a kid.
I was gonna say, like, as a kid, seeing that movie. I watched that movie. Mm-hmm. As a kid, when I watched that movie, I didn't like it either, and I was a big fan of the first two. I don't know. There was something about it that just didn't resonate. Like well with me, and I was a kid. Uh-huh. They took him out of the sewers. They took him out of the streets and all that stuff. And it just totally changed the dynamic of the whole thing, and it just threw everybody off. Because there's not many people I know that actually like that movie. I mean, everybody's got their opinions. It just sucks when their opinion's wrong.
I second that, Chuck, especially with this movie. I mean, honestly,
can you hear this? Let me turn it up for you.
One, it's pretty fucking bad. Like, I feel like it speaks a lot for your character.
You're bad. Like, you hate Nicolas Cage. You get
like Nicolas Cage and Ninja Turtles 3 means your opinion on movies doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
Oh,
that's fair.
This is gonna be. This will be the easiest episode for us ever. I think we're just gonna sit back and watch.
Nicholas Cage.
It's a tag team match tonight. We have JB and Chuck versus Andrew. Handicap match.
Created some of the best movies in the last like 5 years. Like Mandy, brilliant.
We're not talking about Nick Cage right now. Ow! Ow!
I know.
Sidetracked.
Sorry. Okay, I'm good. I had to get that out of my system.
I hope you guys all heard that. Some of the best movies in the last 5 years had Nicolas Cage, according to Andrew.
No, I'm talking about some of his best movies. I'm saying his movies.
Going off the
trails of a crazy train here, guys. Can we get back
Nicolas
on the
Cage, right, Nicolas okay. Cage is losing us viewers.
Okay, we'll talk about
to begin with. That's not helping.
We'll talk about the second movie now. Since
yes, the Secret of the Ooze. Now, the interesting thing about this one was originally Krang was supposed to come in, and the second one was supposed to end on a cliffhanger. And remember that alien the turtles were from space. They were alien Michael Bay plot that came. That was originally supposed to be the second one. That's where the mutagen came from, and that was the secret of the ooze. It was supposed to end on a cliffhanger that would have given us a very different third movie, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But the second one, oh boy, Mikey not using the nunchucks and swinging the sausages. Now the censors wanted to get the turtles away from using their weapons. I would think that a child would have a better shot at getting a hold of a yo-yo and sausage links than he would a pair of nunchucks.
Yeah.
Isn't that worse?
Yeah, but the first movie... The second movie was definitely more aimed at kids. It had that whole, like, hey, kids, don't do drugs. Check this cool stuff out, like yo-yos and everything. Like, I thought that was kind of cool. Like, it fit really well with the time. It holds up really well.
The second one was very much like, I don't know, kind of like the comic, like, or like the cartoon. It was a little more cartoonish. You know what I mean? They definitely did cartoon it, like, completely. Considering the first one has more of a dark element to it, which is almost kind of like the original comic book. Which is kind of the comic book, which was very much an adult-oriented, violent-ass fucking comic book that people don't seem to realize.
Frank Miller.
It was good shit back in the day. I had a friend's dad who had all the old school comics, and I was like, wait a minute, they cut people's heads off?
Yeah, there was blood in it and everything. And again, Frank Miller, who did Sin City, did the Ninja Turtles for a while.
Right. But like the second one, I think it's fun. I mean, I think it's, I mean, for the guy at the beginning of it, like the pizza guy, how he gets involved in everything. Like,
my favorite part of the whole movie, actually. I like
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Yeah.
He was an insane martial artist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely tell for, like, already a kid.
Look, it's Raph. It's a little too Raph.
Yes. The Vanilla Ice's Ninja Raph is definitely the best part about that, because they actually get fucking Vanilla Ice in the movie.
If you were to put a movie in a time capsule and you wanted to know what the 90s were like, put Ninja Turtles 2 in there.
Yeah.
The theme of Vanilla Ice.
A product of its time for sure. But I'll never forget going to see it and the huge pop in the theater when the turtles first entered the room, when they came to help the pizza guy, when they came running down the steps, the place went fucking nuts.
But considering when you're talking about time capsule, man, that freaking Domino's like outfit. Yeah, that's what freaking pizza delivery people used to look like back then. Ridiculous. Yeah, oh my God. So like, holy shit, that's what Domino's pizza used to look like. I'm surprised they didn't throw in the Noid just for the hell of it. I was kind of disappointed.
Jamie, you're the same age. What are your memories of going to see the Turtles?
Well, I think I'm a lot younger than you guys, to be fair.
Wait. It's you are?
Yeah. I'm only 33.
Only 33. You're not that much younger.
When Ninja Turtles 2 came out, I was 3 years old.
So
I did not get a chance
to
go
rented
see it
in the video store.
Yeah, which I did. You know, honestly, I thought it was definitely more, you know, aimed at younger children, which, you know, I mean, at the time, you know, you had a lot more of the cartoon being aired everywhere. I mean, I had tons of the cartoons on VHS.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as far as, like, the movie goes, I mean, even though, you know, you had issues with the censors and stuff, and that was going on really big in the 90s, you know, there was nothing you could really do about that, but it was still a fun movie. It had a great soundtrack. Yeah, I was talking to Chuck earlier today. It's one of the two CDs I keep in my car to this day is the Ninja Turtle 2 soundtrack.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, I love it. I think it's just an incredible movie. I think it's all around just it's a fun, happy movie. You know, I'm not going to talk about the first one because we're not there yet, but it's way better than the third one. I mean, way better. I mean, this one is definitely one of the more memorable ones to me, especially with the ending, Kevin Nash in it too, right?
Shredder.
So you got him in there doing the Super Shredder thing. I mean,
was he Super Shredder?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh shit. Okay.
You didn't know that. That's like one of the biggest facts about the movie is like the fucking Kevin Nash is in the movie.
Look, Andrew, as many times as you're wrong, I think I can have one, okay?
Hey Chuck, did you know that Splinter is also Elmo? Yeah, just blew your fucking mind.
Yeah, that's the craziest part about the whole thing.
It's Elmo.
Yeah, Elmo. Yeah. The guy who does Elmo's voice is a Shredder. Not Shredder. Splinter.
Yeah, but I mean,
I did not know that.
Turtles, years ago, you were given a great power.
The only thing bad about two was the fact that Feldman wasn't Donatello. He was right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Feldman's like always had a lot of issues keeping roles.
Yeah, the drone.
Luckily, he has an amazing music career to fall back on.
God, yes.
He's coming to Kentucky soon.
His music videos are like some crazy.
I
want to
see
like,
him live. I do.
It's like
Let
a fever
guess,
dream.
Andrew, you're
it's
a huge fever, fan.
It's a fever dream I can't look away from. Oh. It's interesting.
Him and his little scooter thing that he keeps falling off of. Maybe he might want to get a hint and not do that anymore.
Well, one small fact. I want to know if it's true, but it's like it's Corey Feldman. Who knows? He's probably talking out of his ass. But according to him, he's the one that taught a lot of Michael Jackson dance moves.
He would have been like five.
I just think it's hilarious that he says that he swears that's what.
I'm pretty sure silly around with that. I mean, considering the fact that you look at Corey Feldman at a certain period of time, he was trying to act like Michael Jackson, yeah, and he's doing it again. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's weird because I've seen interviews with him where he was giving Michael Jackson credit for the dance moves. So, I mean, I've heard the exact opposite from Corey Feldman's mouth on interviews. So I don't know. That doesn't make sense. So
maybe he likes to go back and forth on that.
Yeah, I mean, the dude has.
There's a lot of people in Hollywood that probably agree.
So I mean, he probably doesn't even remember half the things he's ever fucking.
No, he probably doesn't.
Right.
But it's just kind of funny that we were talking about Ninja Turtles, and someone was mentioning Corey Feldman's crazy ass like music career, and then that came up, and I'm like, wow, what? It's like a full circle. This whole like week has been nothing but like random things I found out about stuff involving Ninja Turtles.
And the other elephant in the room for the second one was our not Bebop and not Rocksteady.
Yeah,
Toka and Rezar. From what I've read, the creators, Eastman and Lord. Didn't want to go in the direction of the more lighthearted. They wanted to keep it like the first one, so they wouldn't sign over the rights to Bebop and Rocksteady. And that's why that happened. But they're Bebop and Rocksteady.
That was my biggest disappointment was that. Like, I'm just like, oh, sweet, Bebop and Rocksteady. What the fuck are these things? What the fuck are these things?
Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of a letdown considering the fact that it wasn't, you know. But as a kid, I got a kick out of it. As I got older, I'm just like,
they were mostly like, I don't know, just like the comedy relief type shit. Like, everything they did, you just laughed at them.
Yeah.
You wanted to see the mutants fight other mutants. It's kind of like a RoboCop when you wanted to see the robots fight.
Right.
So we still kind of got to see it, kind of, sort of. But years later, I understand that they showed up at comic books and had their own action figures.
Yeah.
Really, Toko and Rezar? Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's just funny how they finally caught on a little bit.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, if you can capitalize on it, you're going to.
Oh, and nobody did that better than Ninja Turtles.
No. Star Wars did.
Oh yes, Star Wars and Ninja Turtles had toys for everything. Even background characters had their own action figures.
Oh yeah,
I got a whole closet full of them.
Oh god,
I wish I would have kept them on.
Me too. I had a shitload of them. Oh my god.
So much Star Wars and Ninja Turtles and freaking G.I. Joes. Oh my god. I had so many G.I. Joes.
All the good toys from the Turtle line were from the cartoon. There were so many fucking like different variants too that they came out with.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was like 80 different figures.
Had an action figure from a character on a TV show that they watched. It was some kind of, it was that flying duck or something that was on that was on the TV for like 3 seconds. He got an action figure.
I know. It was crazy. I missed the marketing of just absurdity like that. But
back to the third one, just real quick about the choice of villains. They had so many to choose from. Where was the Rat King? Where were all?
Yeah, that's what I want to see is the Rat King.
That would have been cool.
Like you or with the English guy. I just don't get it.
I mean, they could have gone with the really like easy route and chose like the emperor, like the Japanese emperor in the movie. Would have been way better than the stupid British guy. No, I agree. I thought he was the worst part about it.
But it is what it is. I don't mean to go backwards.
I feel like it's had redeeming qualities. I don't know. I guess to me, like, it's part of my childhood, so I can't dismiss it as it like the worst thing ever.
Yes.
That doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of shit from my childhood. I'm like, fuck that shit now.
Right.
What a fucking cop out.
But okay, that's enough. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's get to the turtle soup, if you will. The 1990 film. Oh my gosh. I remember going to the theater to see it. Another full house. I remember when Casey Jones first showed up, the place went nuts. Because back then, we didn't have the internet, so we didn't get spoilers for movies. You didn't find out until you went to go see it.
Exactly. Yeah. I miss those days.
And Casey Jones, I think, was one of the best parts of that movie. He was in the cartoon for a little bit. I remember the action figure, but he didn't do much.
No, he just looked cool.
Yeah, he brought such a personality to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got a different figure, April Casey. In the first one, too, don't we?
Different April from the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Both were hot.
Yeah. The Casey Jones figure that came out, mine ended up being I ended up making it Jason all the time whenever I was playing with my figures.
I mean, I feel like that was kind of the inspiration for Casey Jones was like, well, we really like Jason, but we're not gonna have him kill anybody, but we're just gonna have him be a smart ass.
Like, I mean, when he's first introduced on the screen, and it's him and Raphael getting into it, like, I don't know, that there's something about that whole scene that just, it's classic, you know?
It really is.
This is a cricket. Cricket.
Yeah.
Can't cricket.
You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
Maybe that's why, like, Britain was so hard on the turtles. They're making fun of cricket in the beginning of the first.
Oh gosh, Britain was rough. The UK was rough on these movies. Ninja was a bad word. They took out Ninja. They were called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. They took out nunchucks. They had this thing against nunchucks for some reason. It was very weird. But like JB said, the censors were very different back then because everything was aimed at kids.
Yeah. But the first
movie. The age group now is like that 18 to 24 year old. It wasn't like that then. The age group back then was probably out of 6 to 12.
Yeah.
The logic being we'd spend our parents' money.
Yeah, the one casting I think they did really well was like Shredder. Like he was cool. Like he had an interesting backstory. Like he was like legitimately like an interesting villain.
A far cry from the
idea.
Yeah.
You know, in the cartoon, he was kind of whiny. God bless. But the late, great James Avery, Uncle Phil, who gave us our voice for the show.
Turtles.
Yes. Oh my God.
I forgot he's like a freaking Uncle Phil was like Shredder in the cartoons.
That shit caught me off guard.
Yeah, I didn't realize that James Avery was the voice for Shredder for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And same. Actually, I think I actually found out when he died. Yeah.
Well, no, I actually found out before he died. There was like a bunch of people that you don't know about voice acting, and it was like right before he died. And it was just like, wait, Uncle Phil?
I just realized that last night when we was watching the cartoon.
And you're like,
fuck my life.
So that voice is really familiar. I feel like it's going to give me a pep talk any minute.
Yeah. Yes, Daniel. Daniel was the kid's name that was in that movie. That we saw in that first movie. Had a pretty decent part, but we never seen or heard from him again after the first one.
Yeah, that was the kid wearing the Sid Vicious shirts, right?
Yeah.
Danny, what the hell is your problem?
He was like the news guy, like bosses or whatever, fucking like his son or something. But somehow
run out of the car.
Yeah. Watch me for some reason.
Yeah, I just remember when they went the first one, because like I said, you know, the first one's a little darker, but it's like you know the scene where they were, you know, they're showing the underground area where they're like, you know, getting all the kids ready to like fucking foot soldiers and shit, and the guy's like, you got any smokes, menthol or regular?
Yeah. So as a kid, smoking, and you're like, holy shit, what?
Yeah, as a kid, I was all fucked up by that. I was like, mommy, why are these kids smoking? They're bad kids, honey. They're bad kids. They're Mommy's cool gonna go kids. Have a smoke now.
They're cool kids, Chuck.
Bill and smoke cigarette.
What was great about that movie too was fucking like I think that was Sam Rockwell's first movie.
And Skeet Ulrich was actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot Sam Rockwell was in that. Wait, what? Who was Skeet Ulrich?
Who was Skeet?
He was in the background at the end of that part with Tattoo and Casey.
Okay.
Remember how they're all standing there like. What are we all standing here for? Let's get him.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't realize that was him.
He was kind of in the... He was right behind Sam Rockwell, I think.
I keep forgetting Sam Rockwell.
Also that, Kevin that's also Kevin Eastman's first movie, too.
What you saying?
What, JB?
The first movie was also Kevin Eastman's first movie. The first time he made an appearance in a film.
Really?
Yeah, he played a background character. Kind of like... Very similar to what James Ivar did with, like, The Crow.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, I did hear that like the creator was in The Crow. I couldn't remember who he was in that because I watched that recently too.
He's just a background character, like you. Come and go in 3 seconds, dude. Like you barely notice it, but I mean, somebody like me, like I'm always, I look things up all the fucking time. And try to find things out because that's just who I am. But yeah, definitely noticed it was one of his first ones. And oh no, I really fucking like the first one. I love that whole dark feel to it. You know, it's definitely a more adult version of the Turtles that I think most of us do love. I will say that like going back and watching it now really makes me miss the 90s. I mean, everything those kids were stealing were things that I loved. TVs, Walkmans, cassette players. I mean, I'm in on that shit 100%.
Yeah,
like, you're lucky I can't find a warehouse of it now, or I'd start stealing Walkmans and TVs now.
I totally would join the Fuck Clan, like big ass old two.
Oh TVs yeah,
too. I'd be there playing all the arcade games.
I love that part. It makes me miss arcade.
I mean, think about how much fun it would be. I mean, like they all listen to playlist punk rock. Smoked cigarettes as kids. They got in all kinds of trouble, got all kinds of free shit. And then every time the Shredder walked in, that music would happen.
They were even there playing poker at one point.
Yeah.
They had a fucking skate park, like an arcade, all kinds of shit.
Playing pool.
It's like, that was heavy.
I mean, it was, yeah. It was like a step away from Michael Jackson's whole place, you know, just not.
After school, you won't go there.
Oh my god.
Did you say this was the like you never saw Danny again after this?
No, you don't, really.
No, you don't in this movie. The dude barely had a fucking career either, dude. Have you guys ever looked into his career?
Did he do anything after this?
Did he?
As far as acting, he did like as a cost of living. But then he made like 5 or 6 shorts that went nowhere. I mean, the dude's.
He tried.
I don't know.
His career went straight down.
Yeah, it's like he really, really tried, but he's half working as, like, in the, you know, in the filmmaking industry. But he's probably also a shift manager at Burger King or something.
Oh, man. You can just, like, go to Burger King. It's like, hey, man, you were in the Ninja Turtles movie. You're Danny, aren't you? Yeah, I'm Danny.
I'm my napkin.
He probably would, too. Like,
probably.
Happy to see.
I mean, there's worse things. There's worse people to be. Like, you know, hey, aren't you the person? Like, you know, it could be a lot worse.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say it's worse than work, worse things to, like, work at Burger King.
I mean, there is. There really is worse things to work at Burger King. I've been a janitor. It's not fun, but like it was money, and I definitely will say that was probably worse than
janitorial
doing
janitorial work as well.
Like look at O.J. Simpson. Hey, aren't you the guy that killed his wife? Like, I mean, you know,
I'm sure
just to go to jail for stealing your own shit later on.
I'm sure he would probably glorify that. I mean, it's the 90s, so it's technically in theme.
Ninja Turtles.
But
the thing with the first one, it was only about 90 minutes, a little less than 90 minutes, and it flew.
Oh yeah. It was to the point. Mm-hmm. I like that so much. It was right to the point. I
mean, it's an hour and 24 minutes.
That's why I didn't like the third one, though. Like, it just had too much fucking going on, so it was just long and boring.
Like, I made it a half hour in, and it felt like 3 fucking hours.
But, like, the first one just steadily goes uphill. This one just...
The third one's kind of like when you have that turd that won't pinch off and just dangles there, so you're stuck there for a while, and you have nothing else better to do but just sit there and twiddle your thumbs. It's kind of... It has that. The third one has that...
But that's what they did back then with franchises. And they cranked those sequels out, man. And it happened with, all of them.
It's like
they
the people.
Got dumbed down.
It's like the people. Yeah. It's like the people that made RoboCop 3 got together with Ninja Turtles people. Like, hey, you want to make another bad movie?
Sure.
Well, if Henson would have been involved, that would have probably been a different
movie. Imagine if Ninja Turtles had jetpacks.
It'd probably been better than the third one. Matt, and they just would have RoboCop on the third one. Like, that'd have been probably been better.
The curse of the too many sequels.
I do have a question for you guys. Now, this is something that was a huge part of my childhood, and I absolutely loved it. But did any of you guys ever get the opportunity to sit down and watch the Ninja Turtles Coming Out of Their Shell tour?
No, actually,
I remember that.
I remember,
but I didn't get to go.
Oh, man. You don't know what the fuck you're missing, all right? It is amazing. It's Ninja Turtles defeating Shredder with music. Andrew is right up your alley, you know what I mean? I mean...
That's awesome.
like, I think you'd love the hell out of it, dude.
Because I think the story was something like Shredder was trying to steal the world's music and the Turtles had to stop him or something.
Yeah.
That is the most 90s thing ever.
You have no idea, dude. Like, Splinter has this whole song about skipping rocks.
That sounds like the greatest thing ever.
I still have it on VHS.
I think I want to watch this on the right medication.
We might have to find this one tonight.
But it was
successful. I think they did it as for a second year, didn't they? I think they went on two tours with that thing.
Yeah, they did. It was really successful back then. I do remember reading about it.
Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the fast food chains actually put out like some like cassettes and stuff with it too, I think. There was all sorts of shit that came out with that concert, dude. That was a huge thing back then, dude.
Because, I mean, I'm sure all the pizza chains jumped. Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
The pizza tie-ins to the Turtles movies were great. Does anyone remember those?
Like, that was the easiest product placement ever. I mean, everybody won out of that one.
Yeah. Especially Pizza Hut.
I think Burger King was even involved. Actually, Burger King, I think, was involved with the first one.
It was Pizza
they were, I think it was.
Pizza
they were
was the ones that put out all the stuff, all the
But Pizza Hut freaking up. That's when Pizza Hut actually didn't suck.
There is no Pizza Hut around here anymore.
Pizza Hut is like practically dead now. It's still
there is no Pizza Hut, only drool.
Yeah, I was gonna say something like that. Beat me to it.
And the interesting thing about the live action movie is it came out 4 years after the cartoon had already started.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah, because the cartoon came out in
87. Yeah, looking back on it, it felt like they were back to back to back, but they really weren't. They were a couple years apart.
Okay.
And a couple years apart from I think the comic started in 84.
Yep, you're right. Yeah. 1984.
Yeah, I got a few comics from the original, like 10 issues. And, I mean, It's weird seeing the transition of a lot of it, because like the comic books were significantly darker, and then the cartoon definitely kind of lightened it up. So it's like it almost has like that weird order with like Turtles 1 and Turtles 2, where it's like they went dark at first, kind of like following the comic book, and then maybe there was the popularity of the actual like cartoon and video games that really pushed them to go more that way in part 2. You know, and then I don't know what happened with part 3. Maybe Andrew was born. They were like, this is going to inspire the hell out of me.
Again, it spawned one of the best video games, Turtles in Time.
Well, there were a lot of really good Turtle games.
But yeah. The original, that four-player arcade game, was a Konami.
Well, yeah. I think it was. Which is actually coming out in a collection called the Cowabunga Collection. The 13 Turtles games they made over time in one collection, and it's $40 coming out this, like, either the end of the year or, like, at some time in the summer. Yeah, all of them.
And it was just a simple side-scroll beat-em-up.
Yeah.
But you could play as all four Turtles.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it was awesome. And I spent so much money in the arcade on this thing.
Oh, God. Yeah. It took so many of my quarters.
Yep.
I actually got to play, I was in Georgia last year, places with a buddy of mine, and one of our friends that was there, she was showing us around, and in this not particularly nice part of downtown, in Atlanta, was this little arcade bar. It had two levels to it, and I got to play a little bit of Ninja Turtles. It was great.
Nice.
To answer
Richard's question, the 1989 NES game is part of that collection, so that should be interesting to revisit that as an adult.
That NES game was fucking brutal. It's you can make it past the first level. I could be right. That fucking underwater part. God damn it.
It's always the water levels. It's always the water levels that are the most impossible ones.
I hated them. And Sonic had a fucking water level in it.
Yeah,
and Sonic
hated the water levels. Exactly.
Game was fucking brutal. After that first level, there was no fucking around. That went from mild to very, very fucking hard. I was marketed to kids. No wonder we're so fucking goddamn angry.
Did you ever play the Fall of the Foot Clan?
Fuck you, like water levels. Fuck you.
What was it called, Jamie?
Fall of the Foot Clan.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
It was like shortly after the original one for NES, but it was like the Game Boy version.
Oh, they have the Game Boy version. Again, they have all 13 games. That's going to be so fucking cool.
$40
Maybe 13 console games, because like I don't remember if it was the company, but you guys remember like those little tiger games?
Oh god,
Like 15 of just those. So you know what I mean. Like,
I had a couple of those and the bat.
Well, maybe they condensed all of them, which would be kind of interesting.
Know. Those games are frustrating. I hope they didn't add them to them. Those were garbage games, let's be honest.
God, yes. They were frustrating too. They were very easy to throw.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Most of them got thrown.
Yeah. I broke a few of them.
Yeah. Exactly.
I definitely broke a few of them.
They were always like those games you got on like the family trip. This will shut that fucker up for about an hour and a half.
And then my parents realized that it makes noise.
And the music that you picked for those games were like the worst, cheesy.
As a parent now, I realize how obnoxious.
That's how we got away with playing them in school. But there was always a sound at the beginning when you first turned it on, so you had to like stick it underneath the desk to mask the sound a little bit. Then we'd sit back there and play them.
Memories.
Memories. What are you doing back there? Nothing.
So now you just have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Are you playing a game back there? No, just jerking off into the desk. Oh, as long as you're not playing a game, you're good.
Yeah.
Here's some tissues.
Yeah, that's all fiction. That never happened to me.
Sure, Chuck.
Like the socks.
Oh, the sock happened. That sock definitely happened.
Oh, man, the last
crunchy,
one.
Crunchy.
The socks.
Crunchy. Anyone wants to know about what the socks are, they can check out the last episode because, yeah.
Yep. Hey, basically, it was just a defense mechanism. Defense mechanism. You walk into my room, you might step on a bomb.
A defense mechanism? Too. Who are you trying to defend? I have your fucking cum-filled cock.
My roommates. You have no idea.
Your roommates?
Yeah.
What did they do to you when you had to fucking weaponize cum?
Oh, dude.
Dave,
the same roommates. One of those roommates. One of those roommates won our first trivia. JB.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was Jason.
I'm curious. What did Jason do to you where you had to fight back with your fucking cum?
Oh, dude. There was. I mean. There was so much shit that went on.
I mean,
there was crackers in my room, fish in my room. I mean, all kinds of shit.
Confined
in my fucking
dick cum.
Cum chucks. Cum chucks.
Cum chucks.
You gotta stay on topic.
My face hurts.
Chuck thought he was Michelangelo. Put two socks together that were crusted up. Turned into a fucking turtle.
Smack you.
Turtles in a half shell.
If it didn't go split, coming back.
I'm gonna have to get a hold of Jason. Not coming back. Figure something out.
Not coming back.
No, the thing is, it was. In that scenario, though, JB, it wasn't Jason that got it. But it was the one that kept finding him. My room was the only one that had the best Wi-Fi at the moment.
Socks.
Yep.
His room was the room with the best socks.
Yep. You always knew when somebody walked in my room because it usually did. They usually had this sound. Oh, what the fuck was that?
Best Wi-Fi means you were definitely an adult. Just filling socks up with cum for your roommates to find.
And that's not why I did it, but you know.
It just worked out.
In the words of Black Keys, I was a lonely boy. I'm just a lonely boy.
Just living in a lonely
world.
Staying in my room, going everywhere.
I actually wrote a song about that.
Who was in my room last night and who came in my socks?
What was that? Crunch is the name.
Oh, God.
I'm crying. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Is that ranch on your floor?
So, the next time you and I are on the phone talking, you're like, oh, yeah, I really got to do laundry. It's going to give this whole new image of my head. It's really fucking stiff laundry.
Well, I don't do that now, thank you very much. Damn.
He gave it up.
You got to watch out. You don't know
Look. I am a recovering sock addict, okay? I don't use socks no more. I just make a fucking mess now.
From experience, Chuck, I will say.
You just gotta roll the paper towels and just see how far you can shoot, bro.
Okay,
make a game out of it.
The comments.
I don't want to see Chuck's dartboard.
The comments.
Yeah, it's a great game. It has the best title in the world. It's called Splat.
Did you stop coming in your socks so much when your internet got worse and you didn't have the good Wi-Fi? Is there a porn correlation with the Wi-Fi just got too shitty where you couldn't do it no more?
He puts it on his router and gets better connection.
It's lubricant.
No, that was when I used the tinfoil, but we won't talk about that.
That sounds painful. What? We gotta talk about that now. Yeah,
I was joking. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't think you were.
It's slippery. Okay, so Richard is saying, who took my motherfucking silk socks?
Oh,
anybody see my tube socks anywhere?
Yeah, that's my boy Richard from back home.
Oh, okay. It's cool that Richard's enjoying himself.
It's cool that he's still there.
Yeah.
Cumsock's good as viewers. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
We jumped up after that. This is like the third. This is the third or fourth episode where it's been mentioned.
Whatever.
It ends up being a topic of discussion.
And it's still just as funny.
Yeah, I mean, we could literally be talking about anything, like Ninja Turtles, a lovable kid's favorite, cum socks.
Worst one ever.
Coming to a theater near you.
I don't remember how exactly it got brought up, but in my head it came like
someone call it turtle soup.
We were definitely talking about Ninja Turtles, and Chuck's like, "Oh, that reminded me of the time I came in on my socks and threw them on the floor."
That is not how this conversation started.
I'm pretty sure it did. He's like, "That's why they call me nasty."
There's no way. There shouldn't be any segue to that at all. Like somehow.
The segue was coming, all right.
No pun intended.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Cum Socks.
Turtles, what you must know.
Oh, no.
If you come in your socks, throw them away, or your mother will find them. Years later, out of your closet, and then ask you, what the
f-? That was a really long fortune cookie.
And you will look at her and go, Mom, put the fucking things down! And that's it.
Did that happen? I feel like that's
son, you had too much stuff in this closet. You haven't lived here for 15 years. What's all this stuff anyway? What are these? Put them down.
It's too on the nose. Like, I think it actually happened.
Where I lived here. What do you think?
Oh my god.
I'm just going to say it again. I'm really glad my mother watched.
I dropped my phone because I'm laughing so hard. Oh, God.
So drop the sock.
So, yeah, anyway, Turtles is a really good movie.
Time to segue back into the conversation.
Oh, man.
It works. Oh, my gosh. Does anybody have any final thoughts about any of the three live-action movies before we move on to the cartoon?
I thought
they
fun, and I'm happy they weren't crusty.
They weren't crusty, yeah. Yeah.
They hold up pretty well. I think the third movie probably suffers a lot from they don't know what they're trying to
did
do.
Did somebody see 3PO on?
It's a mouser.
I think he's talking through one of your cum socks.
Andrew, you suck like a robot, bro.
You're robotic.
We need the Mr. Roboto.
Hey, with the Sato, Mr. Roboto.
Okay, I'll be
fuck
back.
Sticks. Okay. All
right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, the live action movies are awesome. JP, you were saying something.
No, I didn't. I was just.
Where the fuck did I go? Oh, I'm right here. I didn't see myself.
And we're back.
No, I definitely think the movies are awesome. I like the cartoon a lot, too. I mean, I had a bunch of the fucking VHSs. I mean, I've always had a lot of fun with the fucking Ninja Turtle stuff, though.
Same.
The cartoons are great.
But for the toys...
Yeah, that's shit that, like, pass them down to your kids kind of shit, man. Like, that's one really awesome thing, especially when my kid's 9 now. Like, be able to kind of like, all right, you know, I think you might actually like this. And I'm slowly getting... He's going this way, and I'm trying to get him to go a little bit more like, hey, come to daddy's like side here. I watched those like growing up. Yeah, I've got them on Real Ghostbusters, and
nice,
and a couple of others. And Turtles, I'm still. He likes them. He hasn't sunk his teeth into it just yet. But we're getting there.
Turtle soup.
And the dynamic between Shredder and Krang. Going back and watching it now as an adult, it just cracks me up so much because they really do bicker like an old married couple.
Yeah.
All the villains of that time were kind of whiny. They were like Skeletor, you know.
Cobra Commander.
Cobra Commander.
But thinking about it,
why don't I get my way?
Yeah, right. Like if you just looked at a drawing of like Mumra or Skeletor, even Shredder, they were kind of scary looking. So maybe that's why they chose to make him so incompetent and whiny. Because it is a cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, tone down the threat.
Turtles. Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't threatening at all.
No, they weren't.
No.
Skeletor was the least threatening person. I mean, monster thing.
Yeah. Skeletor. Oh, so... All right, so the fuck. Who? Okay, Krang was the thing that had the thing in his stomach, right?
Yeah, Krang was the big thing.
Yeah, Krang.
Okay, yeah.
Krang
all right.
With arms, he looked like meatloaf.
Yeah, the
do you remember when that? Do you remember that fucking little baby Oop Oop, whatever the fuck her name was? The fucking reality show, the little chunky girl and her parents and everybody was fucked up. Little bummy, little baby boo boo.
Why are we talking about boo-boo? Why are we
honey
talking
boo-boo.
About honey bobo?
Oh, honey boo.
Yeah, hey, there's a reason for it. Okay, there was a thing a while back that was a meme that it was the mom and the and she was in front of her or whatever, and they had next to it they had a picture of like Krang and the thing, and it looked very very similar. Like they look so identical. It's creepy. I just said that. That's why I was bringing it up. God damn it! Thanks for fucking.
I guess so.
Oh, for fuck's sakes! You go off on fucking tangents left and right. I actually make goddamn sense. There's a reason why I brought it up.
It's a cool story, Chuck.
Hey, you know I've got plenty of them. Apparently, apparently the only ones anybody wants to hear about are the crusty ones.
See, we lost a viewer. We stopped talking about it. We lost a viewer.
Oh no!
I guess we're just gonna
I'm sure that's
funny how they brought in Splinter different than the cartoon.
Yeah, they really did.
Like he was actually Urusasaki or whatever.
Yeah, he turned into the rat in the cartoon.
He transformed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he turned into the Rat King.
Kind of like how Chuck Socks all transformed.
But I think turned crusty.
It's actually true. All my my used socks turn into creatures and wreak havoc among the land.
That's fucked up.
This sounds like a
script.
Wait, do you see what the creatures look like?
Why are we funding this? We need to fund this. It's going to be a trauma film. The crusty socks.
I can see a picture in my head with the sock like grows a mouth and teeth. Like a tremor, exactly.
Its face still has to look like Chuck a little bit, though.
Yes, they totally have to have his face. Yes,
it is so creepy to him. It's like a child.
It's got a beard,
child.
It's got like a pipe in his mouth, just like marijuana, and just like starts smoking it and starts going crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Don't be upset, Chuck.
Even think before you speak.
This show has taken a weird turn.
It usually does.
It's the secret of the cum
socks.
As we get more viewers again.
See how we come full circle?
Secret of the Ooze episode name.
Secret of the Ooze, for sure.
Oh, crap. Write that down.
Yeah.
The secret of the Ooze, .. Where's my socks?
It's not that much of a secret.
No, it's not anymore.
Yours is perfect.
Well, you know. I mean,
now the world knows.
I love getting the episode titles.
One man, one sock, the end of time.
Well, you said it was mini socks.
It was. Mini socks died on this day many years ago. I don't know what today is, but I'm going to guarantee that many of them died. Many years ago on the day.
I believe it.
No socks were harmed in the making of this film.
VHS porn.
What? I feel like a lot of them probably got ruined.
Probably. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We'll have to get some socks.
Just remember, if you ever have this problem, don't ever put them in the washer with anything else, okay? Because then that just leaves a whole bad images in your head of what else could be happening in that washer.
Yeah, do you how did you do your laundry when you were doing that?
Well, what happened was it was socks.
Everybody's stuff and letting the
it was socks that got thrown away. It was socks that were like dead holes in them and stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna get rid of them anyway.
Then why'd you cut them? They probably leaked all over the place.
Did you really go through a dynamic here to tell you? Like, you may go through a whole chart of how this worked. I don't think you want to hear that. I don't think you do.
You're burning holes through socks like a xenomorph blood.
Ooh, hot all socks from Chuck. Ah.
Yeah, that's Martell, Chuck.
I was gonna say I thought it was Martell. Yeah, yeah.
We'll call it the Chuck Nasty Awards.
Thanks for tuning in.
You gotta sign that shit. We'll call it the Chuck Nasty Accords.
Yeah.
You gotta sign that shit into law.
Shit's too good.
Like I just like I don't know. I everything changed though. When you said like the holes in the socks. It's like you basically just came all over the fucking place.
That's what I do now. Forever. That's what I do now. No, then I was trying to be a little bit nicer about it.
You would do the socks with holes in it. There's not.
This is gonna be the one episode that my family watches. Because it's Ninja Turtles.
I hope that God your family's watching this and they realize that you and I do a show together too. And all
my mom's actually hanging out of my aunt's house right now, so that's just what I just want. That's not at all.
And they're just watching this podcast and just like, oh,
the bad thing is though is they'd probably watch this and go, that makes sense. Like they
right. Well, she's done your laundry before.
Yeah, but she never did that laundry.
No, but dude, if you're to the point of fucking doing it and hold socks, I mean, you were doing it when you were living at home.
Yeah, but I threw them away.
Dude, you got an expensive sock habit.
I did. I really did. I don't really wear socks much anymore, so.
Well, yeah. I had to.
You don't wear.
Well, where's the sock? Where's the sock? I'm feeling it.
Oh, my God.
I need that cut fix.
Let's all cut my socks every year on his birthday.
Turtles.
Aw, that's sweet of you.
I'm going to have to make a really, really good Photoshop picture now,
Josh. No, don't.
Please don't.
No.
No, don't. I've been photoshopped many times. Ask Jason, fucking asshole.
Chuck's gonna be a meme. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't want to be a meme.
I'm gonna throw away all the nasty sketch cards that I have right here for the comic book and replace them with my Photoshop image of you and your cum socks.
I don't think anybody wants to see that. I don't. You know,
that wasn't one of the FAQ questions on the Kickstarter, so it doesn't matter. I didn't ask anybody if they wanted to see it.
That is true. That I'm going to drink now. So Ninja Turtles. The game's really good. The cartoons are awesome. Everybody have a good night.
Great segue.
You see what Martell says there, Chuck?
There's one person that will pay to see it.
Damn it. No, Martell. Don't encourage him. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't fucking encourage him.
You're a much better sport about it than the last person. You remember that, don't you? That caused a whole fucking ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
You drove somebody away.
Oh, my God.
Justin's really good. Justin's really good at seeking in to the skin and making people feel like either like, oh, that's really funny, or going like, I really hate you. And then they love him the next day. I have never hated JB. The whole time that I've known him, I love the guy. There are times where I want to strangle him, but his sense of humor is about as similar as mine is, so I can't get mad.
Another Quay Lucy love me in the morning.
So, trauma films?
Some people can't take that kind of humor, that's for sure. Some people freak the fuck out when you're on another podcast and like ruin the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm watching and you're like on a guest on something and you're like, oh yeah, that's my co-host Chuck. And he plays in a band and he comes in socks. I'm like, oh, he said my name.
Right. Well, to be fair, the other person I said I was gonna make a bunch of porno videos and edit them into it and start my own OnlyFans with their likeness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some people really might not like that.
Yes. I'm going to do one with you.
See, too. Now, Andrew, now, see, if you do that to Andrew, Andrew'd be a sport, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's into that kind of stuff. Like,
I'm not into it.
Yeah, I think I could do it, though. I mean, I think he'll be fine.
Just find some Ninja Turtle 3 porn.
Like,
it's the internet. I'm sure it already exists.
I don't know.
Just not with you in it, buddy.
He's going to find out. He's looking it up now.
clearly, because all we're seeing is a beard and an ear.
Rule 34. If you can think it, it exists.
There was a female turtle in the cartoon later on.
There was.
Andrew, I have a question. Do you have problems hearing from your phone? Like, no. When we're talking to you, okay. Because you do this number, and I don't know, it's like an old man thing, and I'm sure at some points in life I do it, but you're like, hey! And it's almost like you're just trying to hear, and you're just like, get my ear in the shot.
No, no. Sometimes I laugh really hard, and I drop my phone. I end up dropping my phone.
Photoshop is an Iraqi guy fucking him in the ear.
I didn't hear the first part of that. But I also heard was that Raggy got fucking
ear too.
Ear fucking is the only part I heard. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's gonna be.
Well, we went from Ninja Turtles to ear fucking.
I'm looking at Naked Turtles.
We're actually gonna start a new podcast. It's called Ear Crusties, and you figure out what it's about.
You got some decent photos I could use of you too.
Of me or Andrew?
Andrew, I'm already saving images, but I can't delete him. Like, he's on his phone right now, so I'm just making sure I have at least a few selections to go off of. So I will. Oh my god, you got one with you wearing makeup.
I'm a cosplayer.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you're wearing makeup.
That's the word.
Oh yeah, well. That's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, no, no. It's fine. I mean, it's going to make you look prettier for the camera.
I thought you were looking up turtle porn.
No, no.
I was trying to find a picture of Andrew to put on the turtle porn.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be turtle porn.
Chad looks really sad if there's not.
Okay, there's bestiality. There's definitely turtle porn.
I don't want bestiality turtle porn. That's just fucked up.
Well, no, I'm saying there's furry porn out there.
I want grown-ass men dressed like turtles and their big penises out fucking girls, is what Chad's saying. And is that pretty much right what you said, Chad? Is that pretty much what you're saying? Hey, that's what I heard. Eh? Eh? No? Yeah. Nothing? Okay.
Giant penises. Well,
this has been an interesting episode. That's what she said.
About Ninja Turtles.
It exists.
What, turtle porn?
Of course it does.
What I'm looking up here. What?
What's called a taste of turtle power?
Okay, that's clever. Not really.
There's another one with Casey Jones fucking April.
Of course.
With the mask on.
Yes. Great. You have to.
It's probably the
I gotta get that mask and try that shit out.
Oh, there's one with the Joker fucking April. That's weird.
That is weird.
What?
Of course.
Ninja Turtles and Batman?
He's got a whole fucking thing.
They actually did a whole series for Ninja Turtles and Batman, so yeah, I mean.
Wait, I actually think I know you're. I think I actually do remember that. Actually, speak.
Dave is
real
just,
quick.
Now it's just. Now the podcast
has
evolved to Dave and Chad just looking at Ninja Turtles porn.
Well, I mean.
At least we're staying on topic, damn it.
It is.
On topic, all right.
Well, talking about Ninja Turtles in the comic books and stuff. Does anybody remember when the Ninja Turtles were killed in the comics?
Oh,
Yeah.
No.
They were killed. They were killed by a robotic bear. I can't remember what his fucking name was, but it was a robotic bear that he had his own comics, and they mixed in with the Ninja Turtles, and they slaughtered the Ninja Turtles. I don't think it actually had anything to do with the actual comic story. Book stuff. Probably yeah. Not. But they brought him in, and he sliced them up and everything. I mean, like, he cut their heads off, blew them up and everything. It's wow. pretty brutal. It was my buddy Jeremy Jackson when I was like 7 or 8, and his dad like was a big old school like collector and of comics, and he had all these adult oriented comics we found. He's like, you all can look at the comics in this box, but not that box. So of course, what do you think we did? We went to the other box,
the adult,
and we found all kinds of shit. Like, I mean, that's kind of how I found Heavy Metal magazine and stuff like that, and because he had a bunch of those in there, and those are chock full of goodness. Especially when you're a very curious young and I think he showed us these comics about this fucking, I can't remember his fucking name though, but the comics were awesome. If I could find them now, I would love to have them. But he was this little smart ass like robotic teddy bear that kicked everybody's asses. He was a fucking, he basically was Ted, but like a little more he was a violent asshole, and he was robotic. He wasn't just, you know,
I know that
Thunder Buddy.
Roku did, but that was a little different because that was like, that was part of the last Ronin series. And, you know, I know that he killed the turtles. I don't know about that one.
Well, that was,
I got it.
That's probably Frank Miller, just because Frank Miller loves to, like, viciously maim things.
Is it because he's white? I'm just kidding. So, like, I can't remember the fucking name of this goddamn thing. No,
my eyes. I'm not listening to you guys no more.
Turtle porn.
Listen, you know,
turtles.
You think they killed the turtle? Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, I used to have a Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh my god,
it was terrifying.
It was terrifying. Yes. Was like,
no.
He was before Furby. Teddy Ruxpin like terrified children.
You say it was before herpes?
It was before herpes when I found the bear. A goddamn bear.
I said Furbies. Before Furbies happened, the Teddy Ruxpin terrified children.
Oh yeah. Teddy Ruxpin wasn't nearly as terrifying as my buddy dolls, but my buddy dolls terrified our parents.
Well, I mean, they made a friend.
Ruxpin, when I was younger and I discovered Ozzy, I bought a cassette of Batman, and I found my old Teddy Ruxpin, and the batteries, strangely enough, still work. And I put it in there, and there's nothing better than seeing Teddy Ruxpin, like, you know, mouthing Fly High again. Flying high again, man. Flying time again. I mean, it's great. There's no album that way.
Oh my
no,
god!
No, because I had not yet discovered Slayer. I discovered Slayer a year it's later.
Just, it's just Teddy Ruxpin, just like drop that paradigm.
Come on!
Oh my
god!
I don't
know. What should I kind of understand? Hey, Mark Arena. What?
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's about time for us to clock out for the night, kids.
We're not drunk either. We're just
yes, another fun night at the video store. But first, let's go around the room and see what everybody's got going on. Chad?
I'm dying currently.
Yeah.
Not really, though. But yeah, we're still working on the new episode of Slegadistic TV. Censors are a bitch.
And Justin, you got a ton of things going on. Tell us about it.
Well, we just opened up our new Teespring site. You can check all that stuff over at talesfromthepodcast.com. We got the comic
stuff.
Is getting picked up soon. It's going to be shipped out to all the people who backed us on Kickstarter. Thank you all if you're watching. If you're not watching, go fuck yourself. You should have donated. and that will also be added to the store coming soon. And that is also on the actual Tales from the Podcast website. You can find the banner there for Tales of Shock and Terror. Check out the comic book there. Check out my amazing band, the legitimate sons of a Jesus pig. We rip off all of Chuck's songs with a whole different kind of twist, and we just have fun with it. Other than that, please keep an eye out for all my social media accounts. I am going to start doing a lot of deep fake porns with Andrew's face on it. I plan on creating an entire OnlyFans created just for this. And it's going to be an amazing series. I hope everybody loves what I'm going to be doing with it. I truly, truly do. A quarter of a percent will be donated towards not Andrew. And it's going to be awesome. I hope everyone loves it.
Thank you.
We're live every Friday. TalesFromThePodcast.com is all the links, blah, blah, blah.
And you got to tell them what we're talking about this Friday.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Nick Cage and how he can go fuck himself.
We're watching The Wicker Man, the horrible remake.
Yes, yeah. Tune in this Friday night for The Wicker Man. Chuck Nasty, what do you got going on, sir?
That. one thing that Justin really didn't touch on too much is the fact that we've got our comic book that's getting ready to be able to hit everyone's hands in physical form. That's sort of dirty. I don't know why I worded it that way. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Like yeah. So we got in crusty socks. So we've got our comic book coming out. Tell us, Chuck, there. Good shit. Of course, tell us in the podcast. Let's 2G1C. I'm on the 2G1C part. Occasionally, when I feel like I need to, I'll jump on the other one. Along with here with Mr. JB over there. Nasty Nation Graveyard Talk podcast I do on Anchor. You can find it on Spotify. Bastard Sons of a Jewish Goat is the band. Check us out on anything. Just look us up. You'll find shit that I just now discovered.
Awesome. And lastly, Andrew, what do you got going on, sir?
Well, as you know, me and Dave are formulating a comic book to go along and coincide with the first album called The Forgotten Winter by Dream State Nightmare. I have an EP out on Bandcamp and SoundCloud, if anyone ever uses SoundCloud. I have a TikTok somewhere, but I haven't logged on in a while. Instagram, Dream State Nightmare, and my terrible 2000s era Angel Fire website looking thing, dreamstater.com. It literally looks like something from the year 2000. It's great, though.
You say Angel Fire?
People actually like this back then. Yeah, you Angel said, Fire. It looks like an old 2000s website.
From yeah.
Angel Fire days.
I remember those. Yeah.
I also.
I was a GeoCities guy.
Yeah, I'm also going to be working on doing lives on Facebook and some kind of like improv stuff and maybe some lyrics. But I'm working on a comic book. I have some people that are actually in the industry that could possibly help me that knows independent publishers. So hopefully that'll get off the ground. But just working on like formulating the music and everything, and hopefully that should be out sometime next year.
Which I have to add on that real quick. Andrew's music's really good when you're really stoked. It's good anyway, but it's good mood music. I enjoy it.
Excellent mood music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we are too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm giving you props, Andrew. I'm giving you props.
Well, no, huh? maybe I need to start like marketing it to stoners.
There you go.
Doom industrial.
Actually, just start marketing to people who are tripping lots of bad acid. That would be that would be your best bet, because they're gonna want to listen to that shit when they're tripping on bad acid. It's good stuff. I like it. That's me saying, hey man, good job. Everybody should check it out.
I just don't want anyone to have a bad trip and then listen to my music and then.
Oh no, you want them to have a bad trip? No, because they'll remember it for the rest of their life. People can trip to every album, Pink Floyd, fucking Led Zeppelin, whatever the fuck you want to trip to, okay? They have a bad trip to your album, they're going to make sure their friends listen to this album. See what I'm saying?
I mean, that's true.
Might be onto something. It's real shit. It happens.
Okay.
Fucks cool. The people's ears up. That's what I say. Ear raping. There we go.
Beautiful.
Right, ear raping 2022.
Fucking ear pussies in no time.
Yes, Kevin Smith reference.
Beautiful. So we thank Justin again tonight for joining us for this very special Ninja Turtles episode. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thanks for joining us. You were awesome.
And we're going to clock out for the evening. We'll see you next week. Every Wednesday night at 9:30, the store will be open. Thank you again.
Bye.
Turtle power.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies. All the time. Welcome to the store.